welcome to episode number 96 of the Peer Geek Podcast. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, in the last episode, we focused heavily on a debate between Android and iOS devices in the PE context and arrived at a decision on which we believe to be the best solution if you're looking to leverage them in the PE platform. We went through a variety of different things such as battery life and the availability of apps and support and all of these different areas, and then arrived at an ultimate winner. So if you haven't listened to that episode and you're sort of, you know, deciding which platform to pursue, go and check it out. There's a lot of valuable information inside that. But the other debate that we commonly hear is this iPad tablet debate versus Chromebooks. So what I want to do in episode 96 is debate the iPad versus Chromebooks in a PE context and sort of go through the, you know, the same sort of things that we went through last episode and ultimately arrive at a winner for the PE environment. So let's go. And as always, if you want to follow along with the show notes or read a transcript, you can do that at thepegeek.com/96 for episode 96. Now, if you can think back to the very first computing experience you probably had, it probably revolved around the use of a desktop or, you know, an actual physical stationed machine that you sat at and, you know, you worked from. And obviously, because of that environment and because they were stationary and in sort of static, they really didn't find their place in the physical education classroom because of the fact that the physical education classroom tends to happen outside in the gym, you know, in a place away from these lab style environments that became quite common. And, you know, it's no surprise that there was not a lot of reason and logic behind leveraging these technologies in a PE space. That all changed, though, and, you know, as technology progressed and as we started to move from having this desktop-style environment with labs where you had to take kids out of a PE situation and put them in that to use it, and started to see laptops come in. You know, obviously we could take them to the environments that we were working in. But then the real explosion happened when we obviously moved into this mobile environment where we weren't dealing with super big laptops anymore. We were dealing with handheld devices such as, you know, a smartphone or an iPad, and we were able to sort of take that into the environment, keep it mobile, and sort of draw the benefits that these other devices promised. But because of the way that they were, it sort of really wasn't possible without a whole host of trouble and sort of changing what phys ed was. And mobile sort of got to this point in time where it made it really possible to start to use technology. And this sort of coincides with the time that this website actually started. You know, if you look back to the early posts, we were talking about some, you know, some of the laptop type functions that you could use at that stage. And then eventually we had the iPhone release, and you can see the early posts very, very much geared towards what was possible then. And even now, still talking very heavily about mobile environments and the things that you can do. But in recent years, we've seen a resurgence amongst education and amongst, you know, physical education as well, with the availability of Chromebooks. Now, Chromebooks represent an entirely new way of thinking about computing in schools. You know, they've gone from, you know, being devices and laptops that have all of the resources on the laptop itself to essentially just being a window to the internet. And your Chromebook functions as purely one task, being able to get you to get online. And when you're online, obviously now the websites serve as what used to happen on your device itself. So rather than having a heap of storage on your computer, you've now got a heap of storage online. Rather than having a heap of specialized software packages like editing suites and so on, you've now got all of those up online. And that means that the price of laptops compared to Chromebooks has drastically changed, and a lot of schools who never had devices have really been able to leap forward and finally get Chromebooks in their spaces, and that's meant that there's a lot of phys ed people listening to this and who work with me and so on, who are actually now starting to get their first ever experiences with technologies simply by having Chromebooks in their facility. So we start to see a lot of people making that decision around, okay, should I purchase an iPad or an iPhone, like a tablet device for my students, whether that's iOS or Android? We spoke about the best one last week, but that's still a decision people make. Or should we be looking at a Chromebook style device that we can roll out into phys ed? And I don't think it's a very simple answer. I think, you know, there's pros and cons for each situation. And this is what this episode is going to do, is dive through a couple of categories and have you think about which is most logical of a decision for you. Now, the logical first area, and the reason why we've probably seen an explosion in Chromebooks in phys ed, is because of the fact that they have changed the game with affordability. You know, typically iPads are, you know, relatively expensive devices. They are more of a premium position in many ways. You know, you can get iPads on refurbished packages and you can get them reused and so on. But, you know, some of the school-focused Chromebooks start around the $200 price point. You know, I know I picked up mine at that price point, and you know, I was a little bit skeptical, thinking that, you know, it wouldn't really be that functional. But it's been incredible. I've been able to take it wherever I want to go. It just immediately connects to the internet, and I, no joke, when I use it, I cannot tell the difference between sitting here and using my $2,000, you know, MacBook Pro, which I like for other reasons, but when I really think about it, I spend probably 95% of my time in the Chrome browser, and that is entirely possible just by using a Chromebook. So, you know, we've got this cost argument, but the cost argument is hugely important for getting, you know, schools and education area, you know, facilities on board. And, you know, it's often seen that, you know, you can't do everything on a Chromebook and all this sort of ridiculous stuff. And that might be true of some high-end functions and, you know, specific tasks that only have the ability to run on your PC or Mac environments. But for most of what we make possible with education these days, we're able to do that all from the web. And that means that a Chromebook is a realistic scenario for you to use in education. So from the cost perspective, it is absolutely a no-brainer here. If you're looking at cost as the reason, and I don't think that should be the only reason. I mean, there's a lot of bottom barrel thinking that happens in education where, you know, people go for the cheapest thing because it means they can get more of it. And I think sometimes that backfires. But in this Chromebook example, it couldn't be further from the truth. You know, this idea of, you know, shortcuts with Chromebooks and so on is just so ridiculous. And the winner in this category is the Chromebook. You know, it's far more affordable. It enables, you know, 95% of what's possible outside of, you know, your traditional laptop sort of desktop scenarios, and is only going to continue to move towards 100%. You know, eventually everything will be on the web, everything will be accessible via an internet connection, and we won't need software installed, we won't need, you know, specialist programs. They'll just be packaged online and accessible. And if you think about it, that's pretty much what most things are these days. And, you know, we're moving to that sort of environment. You can see all the software companies and all the big players are literally changing what they do to sort of accommodate the fact that this is where things are headed. So from that very first category, it's clear that the Chromebooks have it won. Now, the second thing I wanted to think about is this idea of multi-user support. And multi-user support basically means that, you know, you can have a Chromebook set and be able to give that to a group of students and they can all use it. And when they log into it, it's their device and so on. versus, you know, an iPad where it's really only designed for one student, although because of the Apple Education rollout, it is now possible to set up user accounts on iOS devices and, you know, be able to then have a multi-user shared device. But from the perspective of which does it better, it is without a doubt Chromebooks that is the winner here. You know, you've got the ability to just have a shared collection of devices and log in with your Google account that's probably provided to the students by their schools. Very easy, you know, very simple and well managed, and a lot of control for Google admins who are, you know, operating at a school level. And then the students can pick up and work just as if they were using their own device, log out and log into another device, and they've got that seamless access. And that's pretty much the forefront of what makes their shared device so appealing. Sure, you can do that with iPads as well, but it's just not quite as seamless and as what Google have made it. You know, so much so that that's that same level of shared function would even carry over onto the iPad. If you started using a lot of the Google apps on your iPad and logged in with your account, then you've got this seamless ability to use that stuff and be on any device. So from multi-user support, shared devices, the Chromebooks have it won as well. Now, the next thing that we're going to compare is the availability of your sort of applications and mobile applications that you can use in a PE context. And, you know, this is without a doubt a win for Apple. You know, there's no sort of secret here that we absolutely advocate for the use of mobile applications, whether that's on any platform. But there's a heavy tendency for us to write about Apple and iOS because that's where all the development attention goes. You know, the ecosystem that Apple have built, the simplicity that they have with only having a handful of devices that developers need to build for, has meant that, you know, it's become a very attractive place to build on. And you'll very commonly see apps come exclusive to iOS and they never end up on any other platform. And, you know, that has been the pattern and remains the pattern. However, in saying that, we are starting to see a number of, you know, sort of things that we used to only be able to do with specialized software that we downloaded and made available for our devices, now possible just through the internet, as I mentioned before. And, you know, to give you an example of this, you know, sure, you can download an app like iMovie for your iPad and start editing, you know, in real time. And it's quite intuitive. It's not the super high-end sort of, you know, editing suite that we have seen in other places. But it works, and you could definitely edit a movie quite impressively. But what we've also got now is the ability to edit video 100% in the cloud. There's a whole suite of tools, things like WeVideo, among others, where you can upload your footage and you can do all the sorts of things that you would do offline with an installed software base. So while, you know, we've got to a point now where general software is pretty much in symmetry. So whether you're using an iPad, you can probably find an equivalent software tool that just runs in the internet that your Chromebook users could use. And I pretty much guarantee that you can do that. But when it comes to phys ed, there's really no comparison to the specific styles and types of applications that you can run on Chromebook versus the iOS, you know, iPad space. And, you know, while there is a lot of stuff that you can do, it's just nowhere near the same. I would probably say it's about 5% of the potential that the iPad platform has. So if your decision around purchasing a Chromebook or an iPad is because you want to leverage the incredible PE-centric applications, then there's no point getting a Chromebook. You know, that's completely not going to be something that is going to be able to support your choice. However, in saying that, in recent years, some Chromebooks now have opened up the availability to install Android apps onto the Chromebook. It's a pretty new thing, still in its infancy. But essentially what that means is that your Chromebook device now has access to the, you know, millions of Android applications that are available. Now, there's a bit of a caveat in that obviously many of the apps and that you might be able to use on an Android tablet or a device may not immediately be possible to use on your Chromebook, depending on the capabilities and whether the developer themselves has actually made it possible. But from my first glance, there was a lot of carryover. So my Chromebook could use some of the video analysis tools that are on Android, such as Huddle Technique. You know, Huddle Technique being a very popular iPhone, iPad application that I've spoken about a lot. It's also on Android. And if your Chromebook has the ability to run Android apps, then you can use it on there too. So that opens up in a completely different game, but we're still very early. So in terms of making a decision around the availability of PE apps, it's no surprise that the winner, without a doubt, is the Apple and iOS platform. Now, the next thing that I want to sort of compare and look at is, you know, this idea of you know, simplicity and keeping things simple and straightforward. To be honest, this is quite hard to decide because both of these platforms have inherent features that make them, you know, very simple and easy to function in schools. But I'm probably going to go with the iPad platform, only because of the fact that really it's such a controlled experience. Now, that has some pros and cons in itself, but you know, the iPad is a very controlled experience. You know, you can tap an app and then you're just looking at that app and, you know, sort of shuts everything else out. And that can be quite good for education too, if you want to lock down users into one specific thing. Whereas, you know, a Chromebook doesn't necessarily have that capacity. They're on the web. And if they're browsing and accessing websites to do certain tasks or, you know, using different extensions and add-ons and so on, they might be doing all sorts of other things because quite literally they have the web at their disposal. Whereas, you know, let's say your task was a, you know, some sort of warm-up activity and you were using an app like Swerkit, the students would have to open up Swerkit on their iPad or their Android tablet. But on Android, they could do something similar, but it would involve them going to a website like fitnessblender.com, whereby they've had to browse to the store and browse to the internet, and all of a sudden now they're on a site they shouldn't be on, and you know, it's just not quite the same when it comes to that ability to, you know, get students connected and in the right place. So simplicity, I'm going to say the winner here is the iPad platform or the tablet platform. The next thing I want to talk about is sort of, you know, school management and the ability for you to be able to easily organize the things that happen in school. So that might be, you know, classes and be able to compare, you know, students and upload assignments and all of that sort of thing. The winner here by an absolute mile is a Chromebook. You know, if you want a platform that makes it very easy for students to be able to submit work and assignments and homework and so on, and, you know, not much else, and, you know, they're not really working on specialist sort of stuff, then a Chromebook's going to be completely fine. You know, obviously, you can access many of those same websites and functions and features if you just used an iPad and browse the website. But because of the fact that it is a Chromebook and it has a keyboard and a laptop, makes, you know, keyboard and, you know, other devices, makes it just that little bit easier to navigate around the web where a lot of those services exist. So for example, you know, Google Classroom and so on, you know, operate really nicely out of a Chromebook. They also operate nicely out of an iPad as well, you know, with the Google Classroom app. But if I had to pick one that sort of makes it a little bit easier to manage in a school scenario, it would have to be the Chromebooks, especially when you add in to the Google Apps for Education platform that, you know, sits over the top of your campus or your district. And with that comes a heap of ability to manage students and devices and access and controls and so forth. Now, the next area I want to sort of look at is this idea of PE training. So, you know, where does most of the training exist related to this. Now, we'll look at it from two perspectives, like obviously the availability of just general training around the Chromebook environment, or the availability of, you know, more specific stuff. So from the generalist perspective, I would say that Google have this beat. You know, Chromebooks would be without a doubt so much available support for you, whether that's through Google itself or other companies that deliver Google specific generalist style education training. So whether you want to learn how to use the Google Suite, like Google Drive, and you know all those sort of tools, there's so much on offer support wise for that. But if you're tasked around trying to look at how you can use it in a PE scenario itself, then you know I would absolutely pick the iOS or iPad tablet platforms over Chromebooks. Now, obviously, we do a lot of training on all of them here at the PE Geek, but there's so much more on the PE side in the tablet space because there's just way more that you can do, and that's a fact. That might change in the future, but it means that our training is very much geared around, you know, how we can leverage those things. You know, if you did want to do some training around how to use the Chromebooks in a PE setting, then there's a webinar for that. It's thepeergeek.com/Chrome, and you can go and sign up and enjoy it and check out all the different things that you can do, which is quite a lot, but it comes down to there being so much more on the PE side. Now, the last couple of things I'm going to talk about, probably more appropriately about the hardware itself, and it is a little bit custom because it's not quite the same for every device. You know, I'm sort of generally speaking here, but if you were to compare the camera of your tablet device with the camera of your Chromebook, your tablet device is going to win hands down. You know, there's probably some exceptions to the rule, maybe at the high end Chromebooks, you know, a couple of $1,000 sort of stuff, but from a general exception, you know, you can get yourself an iPad and have a much better camera than you would have on a Chromebook. The next thing would be battery life. Now, this is everyone's big, you know, big thing to think about. If you're going to compare an iPad versus a Chromebook, for battery life, I'd pick a Chromebook over it. You know, it pretty much only has one function. It connects to the internet and has really no moving parts, pretty much like an iPad as well. But obviously, it's a bit bigger, so they can put a bigger battery in, and that bigger battery can go longer, as opposed to your iPad, which is a bit smaller, has the same sort of size screen, maybe is a bit more powerful, and probably doesn't last as long. But there would be exceptions to that rule. You know, you can probably get some Chromebooks on the low end that don't really have great battery life, and your iPad is going to outperform it. But as a general rule, I would say the Chromebooks have a better battery life expectancy. Now, when it comes to the really common question I get, which is sort of portability and the ability to sort of move around and easily, you know, use these things in a classroom setting that is very active. I'm going to pick obviously the mobile platform here. I don't think there's really a question about that. You know, if you're out in a gym and you've got some iPads, they're pretty portable. You can get a lot of nice cases for them so that, you know, if they get dropped and, you know, you're active and you put them off to the side, they're not going to get damaged. It's just a little bit more fiddly to be carrying around a device with a full-on keyboard and all of those things. And not necessarily, it's not the same level of simplicity in terms of its ability to be moved around. So if I was picking a task and I knew that, picking a device, and I knew that most of the stuff that we were doing was happening in these practical spaces where kids were active, and we wanted the tech to be used in those settings in meaningful ways, I probably wouldn't pick the Chromebook, you know, to be perfectly honest. That's way more suited to, the classroom break period where now they do a task that sort of is on the Chromebooks or at the end of the lesson or before the lesson, those sort of settings. But if your task was to, you know, integrate it more meaningfully, I'd pick a device that's way more portable and usable, and that would be a mobile device every day, hands down. So as we go back through that list, you know, hopefully there's been some interesting pros and cons for both. You know, I don't necessarily think it's one or the other. I think there's context, and your context might decide that one makes sense more so than the other. But for me, if it comes down to having one device and I had to have it regardless, I'm probably going to pick a mobile platform. Probably no surprise with that, but I still think it's far too early to be able to replicate everything that we have in a PE context on Android, on a Chromebook. I absolutely fundamentally believe that we will be able to soon, and this idea of installing apps will become a thing of the past. We're going to move beyond that where it's everything is just, you know, a click away on a website. And when we get to that point in time, this would be very, very worthwhile revisiting and seeing how it's changed. But at this point in time, the winner is the iPad tablet sort of side, with some very big things to say about how powerful Chromebooks are as well. And depending on your context, maybe they are the better decision. So as you sit down and make the choice, don't just get iPads because you see people talk about them, or don't just get Chromebooks because you see people talk about them. There are some inherent pros and cons with both, and really it depends on your context and your setting and your scenario as to which one probably makes more sense for you. So if you have a very specific question about either of these two, let me know. You can get in touch with Jared at thepegeek.com, or you can go into the PE Geek mobile app, which is available on Android and iOS, and you can ask a question, and that question can come through to me and I'll be happy to help you out. At the end of the day, it's all about the teaching. It's not about the device, but in saying that, we still need to be mindful about the devices that we choose, because some are better than others. And unfortunately, education is littered with devices that really were not suitable to situations. And hopefully this episode helps you pick the device that is most suited to your scenario. All right, look forward to seeing you in our next episode. If you have any questions, be sure to get in touch, and we'll speak soon.